So we talk a lot about education, right? How to fix education.
A lot.
How to give our students a leg up so that we have a ready workforce when they graduate high school, when they go off to college.
Best chance for success.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And there's a new scholarship opportunity for the school district of the city of Highland Park. High school age residents are going to be able to take advantage of this. And this starts in the fall of 27. And they can receive initial awards of $1,000, which can go towards community college, four-year universities, trade programs, apprenticeship programs, other post-secondary placements. And it's a wonderful opportunity to give students a little extra going into what they will eventually do after high school. Isaiah Petaway is the superintendent of Way Academy and joins us this morning to talk about it. Isaiah, good morning. It's good to have you.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
We are well. Talk about this Promise Scholarship and what it means to students in Highland Park.
Absolutely. So as the chief education officer with the school district of the city of Highland Park, along with the board, we wanted to address a concern that was raised. Because we don't have an existing high school in the city of Highland Park, a lot of our high school age students are going to neighboring districts. With that, those districts have what's called Promise Scholarships. But because our students have Highland Park addresses, they were unable to take part in that scholarship program. And so needless to say, it was a huge concern for our students and for our families, and we wanted to address that. And so we are excited to announce the Highland Park Promise Scholarship. It has been instituted by some funds that the district had after the district was taken over by emergency management and came out of that. And we're rebounding, and a lot of great things are going on. And so this was one of the things that we wanted to address first. We want to promote amongst the students in the city of Highland Park post-secondary education and post-secondary placement, whether that's community college, four-year university, trade school, apprenticeships, whatever it may be. We want them to know that we want to invest in them and their future. And so our theme for the district is dream big, do now, start small. And so that's what we're looking to do, and, of course, looking to expand on this program. So we're so excited about it, and we want to get the word out there. And so thank you for having me on this morning.
And, you know, Isaiah, we hear a lot about college, but, you know, skilled trades are in high demand. Is this scholarship also about kind of expanding students' vision of what their future could be?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's one of the reasons why in our initial pitch for the scholarship, we wanted to make sure that parents and students understood that this can be used for skilled trades and, you know, those kinds of career fields, because, I mean, literally, those are the millionaires of tomorrow being able to be productive citizens of society. So any way that we can promote that for our students is very important. We're also looking at some other ways to bring the trades into the community so that students can have access to that. And so, yes, you are absolutely right. And this scholarship can be used for those things as well.
How does this get funded?
Great question. So the district, when the district was reorganized after emergency management, there were a number of resources that were given to the district throughout the course of the years, and they were all put together in one fund called the Student Activities Fund. It's a restricted fund that can only be used for students. And so that fund, although it was invested in making money over the course of years, it was just sitting there. And so we thought that it would be more appropriate to use those funds and to allocate them for this cause. In addition to that, now that the district is out of its operating deficit, it had an operating deficit since the year 2012. Now that we are out of deficit, the board is deciding to allocate a percentage of its surplus every year to continue to fund this scholarship, along with donations and fundraising efforts done by the district. So we are excited to be able to build on this fund and hopefully be able to increase the amount of scholarships that we're offering to students.
And, you know, the long-term success of this program, I know, depends not only on the district funding, but also on community support. So
Absolutely.
How can businesses and like an alumni or residents become part of this Highland Park Promise?
Absolutely. Thank you for that. So there is, we have a donation list, a donation form that's accessible on our website. We're actually reaching out to some of the businesses in the community to join us with supporting this. It is, again, tax deductible. So anyone who wants to join can benefit in that way as well. But this is a worthy effort. And if anyone is interested, all they have to do is contact us at the district office, and we can give them the specifics as to what to go through to do that. But we are welcoming and looking for any level of support that any community member, any business, anyone that's willing to help out will help us in this, what I believe to be a worthy effort.
Isaiah Pettaway, congratulations on forming this Promise Scholarship. Certainly your students at Highland Park will benefit from
Absolutely. So we
appreciate your time in talking about it this morning.
Thank you for having us this morning. You all have a wonderful morning.
Yeah, you as well.
You do the same.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Listen, they don't have a high school there right now, but you got kids that still live in Highland Park who, you know, are going to different schools. And I don't think they should be shut out of a possible scholarship because they don't have a specific school in that city.
Right.
So if you're a resident and your kid lives in Highland Park, they get a chance. And like you said, there's so many different, you know, it's you know, four-year universities, community college, trade school, apprenticeships, you know, and those trade schools and apprenticeships, man, those are growing right now.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Meanwhile, we do have some breaking news this morning. Keir Starmer has officially resigned as a prime minister of the UK, and up comes Andy Burnham, the new prime minister of the United Kingdom, just speaking this morning as he accepts this new position. He was the mayor of Greater Manchester from 2017 until he was elected the Labour Party leader this month. Mm-hmm. And what his nickname, the King of the North, shout out Game of Thrones, okay. he is now the new prime minister of the United Kingdom. And he has been a member of parliament for a very long time. He was there from 2001 to 2017. He oversaw the National Health Service in the UK. He was the culture secretary from 2008 to 2009, secretary to the Treasury before that. He was a government minister under Tony Blair going all the way back then. So he has been in the mix for quite some time in the United Kingdom. And, you know, he is
socialist, isn't he? They were talking about he's going to do a socialist revamp of Britain. So.
Yeah, I don't know exactly. I don't know that I've seen him described quite like that.
Okay.
He's usually left of center for British politics, but he's with the Labour Party, so he's more on the socialist wing of the party, potentially.
Yeah. Okay.
But, you know, I don't know. We'll see what this means.
But, yeah.
And potentially what the conversations with Donald Trump could look like.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. But, I mean, he gets along with Zoran Mondani, who just threatened to arrest, Benjamin Netanyahu when he comes to New York
to
City.
New York, yeah.
And you know, you got Mike Walls, the UN secretary, going, oh, wait a second, that's not going to happen. That's a little over your skis,
right,
Zoran.
Hold back a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm sure there will be a call scheduled with Donald Trump probably today would be my guess.
I would think.
And we'll get some details on what that conversation is going to look like.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. We're going to take a break. Coming up on the other side, get you caught up on the headlines. Also, Keith Baldwin in the next hour, the co-owner of the Regal Eagle. His England team gets third place in what was a wild third place game.
Yes, it was.
On Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that game was drunk. It was absolutely crazy. If you like goal scoring, you're going to love that game. Also, Jamie's got a new episode of her podcast out, so we'll hear
a little bit of that
as well. All that and more coming up.